Blog Talk Radio.
All right, yeah, we good, guys. I just want to make sure. I want to make sure everything's set. Give me a second, guys. Hold on a sec. Check. Hold on a sec. Check, Mike. Check. Check, check. All right, so we good, guys. Y'all want to call in? Y'all can. 515-605-9373. I'm sorry. Guys, call in. The lines are working now. I apologize for that. That's on me. When you call in, I will apologize to you for that. But I'm just trying to let you guys know that one thing I don't want you guys to do is have these fucking feet, these guy friends around disrespecting you, hugging and touching on your girl. Now, if y'all just fucking and y'all just dating right now, you have no authority on what she can and cannot do. But if she becomes your girl, she's going to have to live by certain principles of being your girl. And that's the important thing that I need you guys to overstand. Don't let no motherfucker come along kissing your girl, hugging your girl, trying to hold your girl's hand. Now, look, now I'm not trying to tell you no fighting or anything like that. She should know when she first meets you how she should behave, because she should know that it's all about you. And if she messes up, then it's going to be on her. So that's the thing that we want you guys to know about when it comes to this thing. There's a lot of guys out there who have no idea what having principles means. So we want to make sure that we set your principles correctly so you won't have any issues or problems with women. Now, another thing is, it sounds like the kind of guy that's soft that we tell you all the time. There's a lot of women out there that don't like soft men. There's a lot of women out there that don't like the bullshit. And what I'm saying to y'all guys is, if they hear the bullshit and stuff and they realize that you are soft and weak, they are going to look for other guys and they're going to walk all over you. So what's important for you guys to realize is that y'all gotta hold the line and you gotta let these women know what you all about or you're going to lose them. That's the truth of the matter. Let's see here. Let me get to the next email. 515-605-9373 is the number. Y'all call in. The lines are working now. The phone lines are working. If you have a question, we'd love to hear from you. Let's see here. This guy. Oh, my gosh. All right, here we go. It's like this is let me see here. I want to know what you think about the telephone conversation I have. Let me see here. I met this girl. She doesn't live in my city, but she's coming back in a week. So basically, I've got a week to text this girl or not to text her, and I'm not sure what to do. As is, she hit me up a day after we fucked, and we text randomly through the day. I cracked jokes, called her nicknames, and kept the traction going by sending each other pictures. After that, I haven't hit her up, and now she's hit me up on the night of the second day of not talking, saying hola or hello. I haven't responded. Man, what the fuck is, man? Man, y'all wonder why women don't want to be with y'all, man. Every woman that you meet, every woman that you interact with and stuff like that, they sit back and they monitor what you do. And what I don't understand is if a woman is, you're sleeping with her and she just wants to talk to you, is it the fact that you don't have anything to say or you don't know what to say? Because a lot of you guys don't know what to say. Y'all don't know what to do after you get sex, and that's why a lot of you guys lose the women that you do. So, man, that just happens. But I just hope that a lot of you guys realize that y'all can't be this bad. You've got to give a woman an experience from the moment you meet her, through texting, phone conversations, first date, kissing, messing around, fucking and even aftermath. It's a, I know you think it's a lot to do, but it's not really a lot to do when you know what it is you're doing. For a lot of you guys, y'all don't know what you're doing. And a lot of things happen bad when you don't know what you're doing. So what I would say for this guy, 949, I'll bring you 1 second. But what I say for this guy is that you got to make sure that you know what the fuck you're doing. Let me bring in 949 real quick. 949, can you hear me, sir?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, what's your question, man? What's up?
how do you feel about women on a one-night stand who won't give you head? Like, would you keep fucking with them or just cut that bitch off?
Okay, so you just met her, right?
Yeah, I had met her, and then ended up going back with her. You know, we did, and then I asked for some head, and she's like, "Well, you know, you could eat me out." I'm like, "Nah." And then it's like, well, then we could just fuck. That was that.
But wait, let's back up. Okay, so you asked for some head after you fucked?
Yeah.
All right, so I want you to think about this, fam. Think about this for a second. You asked for some head after you fucked, and she said no. Why do you think that is?
Because she wanted me to eat her pussy and I wasn't finna do that.
But here, okay. All right. No, it's not. Okay. Take out her wanting you to, Take out her wanting to eat your pussy. All right. You do know when you are a great lover in the bedroom, you won't have to ask for a woman to suck your dick. But let me ask you this question. This all happened the same night. You just met her. And 202 DC, I got you, man. I got you, DC. I got you, man. But 949. So you just met her, right? where'd you meet her at?
Walmart.
Was she working at Walmart or she was a cashier at Walmart?
No. I was catching up with two buddies I ain't seen in like a few years. And
okay.
She just walked by and said, "I like your shoes." And then I just told her, "Hey, let me get your number. We're finna go out tonight. I'll hit you up." And then we went from there. I wasn't gonna go out. Called her. She ended up staying 3 minutes away. Said we can go to her house. Went and then took one of my buddies. She had two other friends. And then like, let's go to the bar. Went to the bar and from the bar to her house.
Okay. Then you smash.
Yeah.
Okay. Now when you smash, but what?
Okay. Now she's calling me and she's telling me, because I told her I would come back over to her house. I stayed for like 2 days. And then she said that, you said you were going to come back, this and that. Yeah, yeah. Huh?
Why'd you stay there for 2 days?
Well, for one.
Wait, how old are you, man?
Right now, I'm not.
How old are you?
Shit, I'm 27.
So why the fuck would you stay with some bitch you just fucking... and a one-night stand for 2 days. Why? Were you in love with her or something?
No, I wasn't. I'm not mobile right now, and I was tired as fuck, and I just, like, slept. Like, the first night was the one-night stand, and the second day was just, like, a bunch of sleeping, and because I'd be doing, like, 50 hours sleeping, and then I got the fuck on the next day. But
you say you slept,
I did plan
you slept,
to go.
You slept for 50 hours?
No. I'd be working 50 hours a week.
Oh,
I was,
working.
Like, tired, so.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I just fucking slept pretty much.
And 202, stay right there, DC. I got you, fam. But, no, what I'm saying to you is, real quick, man, is that you can't force a woman to do something that she's not attracted or hot enough or horny enough to do, dude. I'm saying. This is where I keep – okay. If you were blasting and blowing her back out like you should, you shouldn't have to ask for her to suck your dick. You should be able to pull your dick out and she can just get on her knees and start sucking it. Or she'll do it without even asking. And if she's asking you for a trade-off, that means that what you did prior was not impressive enough for her to want to do anything, man. Or She just doesn't like to do it. It's one of those two things, dog. It's one of those two things. Mm-hmm. Did she tell you why she won't give you any head?
Well, she said, well, you can, you ain't gave me head. If you give me head, then yeah. And I told her, I said, I don't do that. You know, I don't, not the first time. I don't, you know, and she said, well, what's the difference?
Wait, if you don't do it the first time, why do you think she's supposed to do it the first time?
Because I'm that's my experiences, you know, like I never really have a problem.
Wake up and realize every woman isn't the same, dog. What do we tell you? I don't know if you're new to this shit, but we tell you that all the women ain't the same. The worst thing you can do is put her in a barrel with all the other women. Don't do that, man.
Hold on one second. Yeah.
All right, hold on. We'll put you in real quick. Let me grab this. Hold on a second. Let me grab 202 because he called for 202 DC. I'm sorry, man. What's up with you, man?
Hey, Steve. What's good, bro?
I'm sorry, man. I apologize, man. Our phones weren't working and shit. What's your question, man? 949. I'll get back
man.
To you, man. What's up?
Hey, look. Look, I respect everything you do, man. You know what I'm saying? You from my city. So I respect that. A quick question, though. What do you think about self-improvement in a dating game?
I mean, what do you mean by self-improvement, David? You should always
when I
do
say
that. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. When I say self-improvement, I'm saying, like, the game that you're giving out, this is my opinion, you know what I'm saying? I don't think it can work without – when I say self-improvement, I mean as far as, you know, going to the gym and keeping the body right, you know what I'm saying?
Well, what's your
body
got to do with
bitches, right?
What's your finance got to do with women?
What's your body got? I mean, I'm just saying, okay, so I'm going to answer that with another question.
So are you, okay, are you here to learn about women, or you want to know, is this a self-improvement question? Because I can answer either one of them. So what is it that you're – is this a dating question or a self-improvement question? Which one?
No, my thing is, I don't have no simp tail. I just want a question. I'm just want you to answer this question because I never hear y'all talk about self-improvement.
But,
Go ahead, bro.
How long have you been listening to this show?
What, this show or you, period?
This show, either one. It doesn't matter. I'm just saying. Which one?
I mean, I've been listening to you, you know what I'm saying, for a couple months now. You know what I'm saying? I just came on in the show and I never called in. So
you understand? Okay, this is a dating show for men, you know, and what we do is do self improvement at the same time. But were you listening to the beginning of the show?
No, I know what you do, Steve. You was talking about the Ubers and I heard like half
of
that.
Right.
I heard half
of
it.
That is part. Yeah. So what are you talking about? We don't talk about self improvement. What the fuck are you talking about?
No. Well, let me ask you this question. I'm saying, with the game you giving out, do you think, just a question I'm asking? You think of a 500-pound man that did no self improvement and go up with let's just say the conversation class that you talk about. You think that can work if they don't have self-improvement? That's what I'm asking.
Self-improvement as in what, sir? Self-improvement as in going to the gym and getting your finances
as
together?
If he just – well, as he just looked like shit. Like if he unattractive to the lady, you know what I'm saying?
If he's not working on himself. We always tell guys to work on yourself, but don't use that as a fucking crutch because only weak-ass bitches do that shit. So we don't tell guys to do that. If you want to work on yourself, sir, work on yourself. We're not telling you not to work on yourself, but don't use the gym or a car or your money to get a bitch because weak motherfuckers do that shit. So when you're saying self-improvement, what the fuck are you talking about? We do tell motherfuckers
I'm just speaking on, you know what I'm saying, how it worked for me. Like my rate went up and my girls went up as far as when I start working on myself. And I'm not saying I'm rich. I'm just saying I start working on my body, working on my looks.
You're working on your body.
My rate went up.
Well, how'd your rate go up, sir? Tell me how your rate went up.
But you want to know how my rate went up? I said when I was 100 pounds and I was just a skinny dude, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't really – I mean, I was getting something here and there, but once I started working on myself and, you know what I'm saying, I got my body right. You know what I'm saying? I got my paper right a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I still got work to do. But that's when my rate, you know what I'm saying, went up as far as the quality of chicks I was getting and things like that. And my thing is I respect what you and Cario do. You know what I'm saying? I'm a former Bad Boy member, so this ain't me dissing, y'all. I'm just saying
No, It's not a young man, bro. Oh, no, no, no. It's no disrespect. I'm just trying to educate you. I'm glad that you are working on your body and your finances, but I ask you the question. If you got to stand on your body and you got to stand on your finances, then you ain't got no motherfucking game, dog. You don't have – listen, if you want to work out because you're doing it to work out, do it. If you want to make finances and money to do it, do it. But if you're doing any of that, if you're doing any of that shit, working out your body, finances, clothes, car, or houses for a fucking woman, you are weak as fuck. That's a
you funny, bro. Nah, I'm not saying.
Sir, are you working out?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Are you working out for you? Are you doing finances for you? Are you doing that shit to catch women? Which one is it?
Nah, bro, I'm the number one star. I don't do that for no women. I'm saying once I start doing that, putting that into my game, it seems like I was getting more choosers and women came easier. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't just a 100-pound, 99-pound dude just heard some game, and I was like, I'm going to use that. Like, that shit don't work unless you work on yourself first. Not for the chicks, for you. That's where your confidence comes from. I'm more confident now than I ever was. Not for no bitch. Just by me doing me, you know what I'm saying? And then I wait for choosing signs, and then I do it like that. That's why I asked you a question.
Well, you're asking
why
y'all improvement, but we teach yourself improvement. You're acting like a mindset is self improvement. That's what we teach you is self improvement. I don't understand where you don't see self improvement. What are you talking about? Let me ask you this question, Dean.
Like I said, this is all respect. You know what I'm saying? You from my city. So I respect you. You know what I'm saying? I've been watching you. You know what I'm saying? You're a funny guy. I respect you. So I'm not coming like off no stupid shit,
no
trolling.
No, it's all good. Go ahead. I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
Okay.
What's up?
So my thing is this right here. If when you say, what are you talking about, like as far as self-improvement?
Yes, sir.
Now, if you don't have no time, this is my thing. You teach good game, and I'm saying if he don't have self improvement as far as if he don't feel it in himself, I know Lucario say your confidence comes from within. But let's just say would you say, sir?
I say everything comes from within, but please, I'm listening to you. I agree with him. Everything comes from within, but go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with him too. That's another good dude. I respect him, and I'm just like, my thing is, let's just say if a dude insecure about something and he run across your channel and he hear all this good game, if he got the knowledge of your game, Dean, but he's unattractive to the woman, basically, is the game going to work? If he's unattractive to the woman, the game is not going to work unless he do some self-improvement. So you can't, basically what I'm saying, to put it all together, you have to, you know, get your hair cut, stay well groomed, and do that. You can't just go out here looking like shit with all this game. It's just not going to work.
Sir,
go ahead, sir.
Sir, I understand that, but the fucking thing you're saying is called common fucking sense. No one's saying to be a hobo. Did we ever tell you to walk around like a hobo? Do I have to hold your hand? Wait, do I have to hold your hand like mommy and tell you to clean yourself up? I'm asking. Do I have to tell mommy to call you with a dress on and tell you to get your shit together? I mean, I'm not saying, young man, that you should wanna fucking have a nice house, car, and be fit. You should wanna do that. But I feel like you're doing it to get women. You're not doing it for yourself. Because you keep giving me this sob story about a scrawny 100-pound guy. Now all of a sudden, because
you're gonna play the music.
I'm not gonna play
the
music.
You gonna play the music?
No, because you are a scrawny guy. Because you now you're fit and now you're financed together. You get women. What? Look, you understand something? Those
I said I was getting. Hold up. Let me. Can I cut in with this? I'm sorry, sir, but I said I was getting a few. Before that, but I'm saying once I start working on myself and know to correct you, I didn't do it for women. I ain't just say, oh, I'm going to do that for women. I did that for me. And that's when everything starts stepping up. I know that for a full fact that I felt more confident when I got me together. And I don't go out searching for women. I don't go out doing that. I let the women search for me because I'm focusing on me. And that's all I'm saying. Like, if you got all this game, but you
– right.
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead. Go ahead. No, I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying, what I'm trying to understand is that how is it you don't see that we are trying to improve you not only with people, with women, getting jobs and all the other stuff. How is it that you don't even see that? I'm trying to understand, just because you work out and have finances and you get women because you work out and have finances, what the fuck does that have to do with anything, big dog?
No, I said it made me – no, bro, I said it made me feel more confident.
It made you
like, –
okay,
sir,
it made you feel – okay, let's now – okay,
yes,
we're not talking about the others. We're talking about you, made you feel. So if – so
mm-hmm.
again, you're doing it not for yourself. You're doing it to get some pussy because you don't – listen, if you – listen. It's one thing to do work out and get your finances because you know what? I'm going to work out because you know what? I want my body to be chiseled this way. You know what? I want to pick my finances up because you know what? I don't want to be poor. Okay? But the fact that you bring
mm-hmm.
women into the equation is telling me that you making a shit about women because you're confident. You listen, dog. You think just because you have money and finances and you get women, you understand those women don't want you for who the fuck you are. They want you for what you do. You do understand that, right?
Bro, I'm not saying I'm driving in no Lexus, and I don't even own my own crib. I'm just saying, like, once I start working
on myself.
Wait,
you own your own crib?
Well,
nah. Okay, when you say
my own crib.
Okay, you won't have your own – wait, let me get this straight. You don't have your own place?
Like, I'm saying, I'm renting. Like, I don't have my own, like, as far as house.
How,
you see what I mean?
How old are you?
I am 32. About to be 33, bro.
You're 33 years. Okay. All right. Okay. Look, I'm not here to knock you on you living in an apartment or wherever the fuck you live. That's what you want to do. But what I'm
mm-hmm.
asking you is what the fuck is the I'm not following the question. Maybe I'm lost on the question. Because you're like, we don't talk about self-improvement?
Well, no, what I'm saying, Dan, and like I said, bro, I'm not trying to ruffle no feathers. I'm
not
calling
it
on that shit.
Not
it's all respect.
No, just answer the question. You don't have to say all that shit. Good, we good. Just say what you need to say.
Because, I feel you getting a little hyper. I just want to put that out there for a minute.
I'm not getting hyper. I'm just trying to understand this shit because I hope you ain't wasting my time with no bullshit. So
I'm not
asking,
wasting your time, bro.
Okay, so go ahead.
That's why
I
came with respect first. So let me ask you a question. I said this right here. You said I'm doing this for bitches. Now, me working out, I didn't do this for bitches. I fell in love with mixed martial arts. That's how I started working out. And I realized, as I became older, you know what I'm saying, I was like, wow, I don't have to try as hard. See, I have a mindset where I'm not going to call you with no sim sales. I'm like, oh, why she didn't call me back? Or why this man? Fuck all that, bro. I know about the game. I'm not going to call you and say, well, she didn't call me after we went on a date, so what should I do? No, I'm not one of those guys, bro. My thing I was just calling you is y'all preach good game. The game you giving is good. Let me say this. I'm going to let you go. The game y'all giving, I fuck with the game, but I'm saying I don't ever hear dudes say, look, maybe if you work on your appearance and you do this, like a 500 man, if a 500 pound man and myself, let me tell you this right now, let me put this like this, if a 500 pound man and myself, if he had your game, your conversation classes, your makeout 101, all that shit, and he got all this game installed in him, right? And she see me and she see him, she don't know about the game that he has. She gonna go off attraction first. Tell me in my line about it. She gonna go on attraction first.
So,
the fact that this man out of shape, but he had your game.
Some women have different types of Some women have different types of preferences. Some women like guys with bodies. Some women like guys with guts. It's just the preference of the woman. Now I'm not saying
mm-hmm.
women don't like good looking people. I'm not saying that. But I'm not saying I can't generalize that statement. But my thing is this: are you on my Facebook? Are you on my Facebook page?
No, sir. I'm not.
Okay. So The next time you come off with a cockamamie-ass comment, do your fucking homework first, okay? Because if you're part of the man mindset, if you're part of my Facebook page, you always see I'm always trying to motivate anybody on my page to work the fuck out, to stay healthy, number one, and also build up their cardio. I always push that. I push jobs. I push economic shit. This is a dating show. This ain't me trying to be your mommy or your daddy telling you to prove yourself. If you want self-improvement, we all about get off your fucking ass and doing it. Why should I have to
respect.
Tell somebody to do that? Real talk. So do your homework,
respect,
young
respect,
man.
Bro.
So you.
But no,
listen.
I'm just saying you gotta understand. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't need to understand anything. What you need to understand is if you come on here and ask a question, please do your homework. Do your homework to know that what you hear right now isn't the real shit that we normally teach. You don't have any of my shit. You probably got Licario. So you, this is a question you need to ask Licario next week. You're not okay, but you're not one of my students. You don't know what the fuck goes on my end. So you're just probably guessing. But even with that, if you have,
that's why I asked the question, homie.
But sir, but if you were on my Facebook, you will see that I am trying to motivate guys by doing it myself, because I'm not just going to tell you to get out there and do it. I do I used to do 9 miles a day, kind of whittle it down to 5 miles a day, but I do my little 5 mile kick ass a day. But if you're
respect,
you would see that where I'm trying to motivate people to stay fit, work out.
But then I wasn't talking about your Facebook, bro. I was talking specifically about the show. That's all.
Well, but is the show why don't you get up and work out to be good and get finances for yourself, or is it called the man mindset? What is it called?
The man mindset. I know what
right,
you're doing.
Right,
I'm just
right,
saying.
Right.
I asked a question. I just said why Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, bro.
Hey, you want to know why I don't tell guys to work out?
Please. I've been asking that since I called. Go ahead.
Okay. Tell me why you think I don't tell guys to work out. Because if you were listening to last week's show, which you don't listen to, you would hear Greg. See, this is how I know you bullshitting. Because, see, again, I'm just being 100 with you. Let's be honest. You're lying.
We grown, bro.
We are grown. You don't listen to the show. You came off cockamamie, half-cocked, and you don't do your fucking homework. Because if you did your homework, you would hear Greg Doss always talking about fitness, things that he's doing to cut off weight and exercising and things like that. But you don't hear about him talk about that. You don't, and then child support. We cover all things. It's just these guys.
No, I heard a couple shows with Greg. Respected Greg.
Wait.
I respect all y'all.
Right.
I heard not your full show, but Steve, I know what you do. I done seen your shows where you done told people to go. You know what I'm saying? To get I done heard all like the Valentine's Day shit. I heard about, you know what I'm saying, having to putting your little oil on your loofah to wash
right.
up.
Okay.
Yeah,
I do that.
I got that from you.
So
respect.
Respect back. But what I'm just saying, young man, is this. Is you're asking me why I don't tell guys to work out. I have no jurisdiction over what you do outside of your mindset. I teach inward stuff. If you're 500 pounds and you want to remain 500 pounds, there is nothing I can say to that guy. You got to be able to do it yourself. But I do motivate on my YouTube. I mean, I do some YouTubes as well.
Yeah, Facebook.
So what I'm saying is when it comes to self-improvement, we are teaching self-improvement. I'm glad that you are working out. I'm glad that you're getting your finances together. But all that shit don't make you a man, though. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Nah, I 100% agree with you. It don't make you a man because you can strip all that shit away, and I'm still the same guy I am.
So what I'm saying is if I tell a guy to work out and do all this stuff, sure, I can tell him that. And yes, I'm doing that from time to time. But it doesn't matter because if you're, again, this is about getting women, okay? This is what it's about
getting
up and getting women. So if I never want you to feel like you got to work out to get a woman, you got to have your money right to get a woman because you don't have to get women. That's what I'm trying to say.
I mean, you can be homeless and pull a check. I mean, I'm not saying you have to have all that. I'm saying work on yourself first. I'm not saying do all this shit for women, because I know we are teaching work on yourself guys.
Right,
but
we are teaching work on yourself first. But we are teaching work on. That's all we teach is work on yourself first. Work on you, however you want to do it. Some guys don't want to work out and lift weights, but they still get pussy. Some guys can lift weights and get. I mean, everybody gets, but it does it at the end of the day, whether you work out or you don't. If you're a movie star or you're not, she is going to look at you to see what kind of motherfucking man you are at the end of the day. That's what we're trying to show people.
Okay, and I'm glad you brought that up, sir. I'm glad you brought that up, because let's just take out the working out thing. I didn't want to just highlight that like that's all I was speaking on, your status, because my cousin, he was like 300 pounds, and he had a bad bitch, but he was hustling, though. So his status was up. He wasn't working at fucking Popeye's Chicken or some shit, or working at McDonald's, and he had this bad joint. Nah, he was out of shape, but he was hustling. So you mean to tell me, I'm just asking you a question, you mean to tell me just a straggly-looking dude that got your tools or anybody else's tools that just got all this game could just come up and just pull a super fly bad bitch in this day and age? And in 2018, he could just walk up and just pull a bad bitch. Now, I know a lot of people say, oh, I see a lot of ugly dudes with bad chicks. Is something going on, some type of status, is something he might not be cashing her out. But it might be some status. It's something. It's something that's going on. Because I ain't no chick.
Why you think you got the women you got? Hold on, 267-954. I'll bring it. Why do you think you got the women you got?
Well, I think I have the women I have because I'm me. I worked on myself. You know what I'm saying? And by me working on myself, it made me feel more confident. And I just got this I don't give a fuck attitude. Like you say, the man mindset, right? But it didn't come. It didn't just come off the thin air.
Listen, sir. Sir.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You, please don't say you have a man mindset, because you don't know what a man mindset is, because you don't know what the fuck we do.
What is a man mindset?
I'm not. If you want to get school, then you know what you need to do if you want to get school. I'm not here. I'm just here to ask you a few questions that I have other calls to take. But you're coming on here. Yeah, so listen, if you come on here because you're working out and you trying to get your finance together and you got a few chicks, okay, what do you want me to do? You want me to give you a bozo? I don't understand what you want me to do. I'm just saying.
I mean, it kind of killed me when y'all say, look, money and status don't matter. You feel me? Because that's kind of where I disagree. And money and status.
This is part of your fucking ignorance, young man. Look, status
ahead,
and money
sir.
Are going to attract women. Yes, absolutely. But that's all you got to stand on. You ain't shit, and they know you ain't. Listen, dog. Let me tell you something. Okay. I know what kind of guy. All right. You a look, status, and money kind of motherfucker, because you worry about what people fucking think about you, number one. I can tell you that right now. You worry about what women think about you. You worry about what people think about you. And you feel that you need to have certain shit to get certain women. And you know what? You'll try to build that. You will get certain kind of women, but not the kind of women we want you to get. You're getting the kind of women you deserve, the kind of women that are using you for your resources, because there's nothing special about you. There ain't shit about you except your money and your body that you worked out on. So you're going to get those kind of women. I'm teaching my motherfucking guys not to have those kind of women. I don't give a fuck. I mean, look, all women beautiful are not all gold diggers. But you know what? You get what you are. And all you trying to do is you trying to cheat the game by pushing up your money. And flaunting your money around like you got shit, thinking that you're going to get a bad bitch because you got something. You know what? Yeah, guess what, dog? I'm agree with you. You're going to get a bad bitch because of your body. You're going to get a bad bitch because of your little bit of your finance. But you know what? I'm going to be fucking her, too. Don't think you're going to be the only one fucking her. Wait. Don't let me ask you a question. Do you think you're the only one fucking the women that you have? That's my question. Do you think, because you got status and you worked on your body, that you are the only one fucking those women that you with? Do you think that? That's my question to you. That's a yes, no. Do you think that, sir? Oh, wait. Where'd he go? 202? Damn, he fell off. Hold on. He fell off. Let me ask him a question. I got other calls. 717, I'll bring you in. 94, I got y'all guys. I will bring y'all in. I just need to ask him this one question because this is the – I'm going to carry this question over to tonight's show with the fellas because this is the funniest shit ever. This wait. I got to ask him a yes-no question before I let him go. Now, 209, you fell off. Let me bring you on. 202, now, just yes-no. Do you think because
What's
of
up,
your
bro?
Status – Do you think because of your status and your finances, the women you got, do you think you the only one fucking them?
I'm
do you
on
think
TV
you the only one fucking them? Yeah, can you hear us?
Okay, all right, good. No, all right, let me answer your question. I don't care. I don't care about what the next man doing. As long as I'm getting it in, I don't really care about what the next guy doing. I'm
okay.
just concerned
all
about
right.
what I'm doing.
Okay, well, thanks. Okay, well, there you go. All right, thanks for your answer. Okay, but this is what I'm talking about, guys. I'm glad 202 called because he is a prime example of why a lot of you motherfuckers ain't shit in life because y'all worry about the – listen, this is a guy right here, and I'm going to bring you in 717. This is a guy right here that worries about what people think about him. So what he thinks is – he's got what we call false confidence. What he's doing is he's building the house – he's getting his clothes together and all this other stuff, even though he's in an apartment, but that's here nor there. And he's pulling women. The women don't want him for who he is. The women want him for what the fuck he has. That's the problem. 717, what's up, man? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, 717, earlier today. The phones were off. Did you have a question, Big Dog?
Yeah.
Wait, what's up? Wait. Talk up. We can't hear you. Wait, can you talk up? We can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Wait, you sound, can you are you on a speakerphone or something?
I'm at work, so I'm fucking low.
Okay, all right. I can't really hear you that. All right. Speaker, I'm listening. What's your question?
Okay, she invited me to a cookout the first time, and I was around her family, but I didn't see the sex intention, so I'm not really sure how that works.
Wait. You sound dude. Okay, dude. Can you? All right, wait. 717. I can't really hear you sound like this. I'm not joking. Can you go to another place or go somewhere where I can hear you, or you got to speak up because
okay.
I can't really hear you.
Okay.
Oh wait, you sound a little bit better now. Now, what was the question? Okay, I guess it's gonna go somewhere else. Let me bring in area code 267 and then 260 and 954. I got y'all guys. 267. Did you have a question, sir?
Nah, man, I'm just listening.
All right, no doubt. Thank you, sir. I love that. Thank you, sir. Much love. All right, 954. Did you have a question real quick?
Steve, man, you full of shit, man. You know that?
Okay. All right. Thank you, 954. Oh, my gosh. We know who it is. 954, you stay right there. That's the guy that wants to lie to women and shit. 260, you there, Big Dog? What's up?
Yeah, I'm right here, Dean.
What's your question?
I just want to say, man, that dude that called earlier, you know, He worries about the money and the status and all that shit, but
yes.
he don't get it that all that shit could change, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you can go to the gym. You can get hurt. You get a bad back. You gain weight. And then what? Where all the bitches go?
Yeah.
So
exactly.
You're trying to teach the guys that listen to your show, you know, to work on yourself. And,
those
things matter, you know, the status, but those things can change. You know, you're trying to make a dude that it's not going to change. You need to be a man and just fucking, you know, that's who you are. Like, the status, you know, anything can happen, man, especially, you know, nowadays.
Okay, let me talk about that real quick. So 954, again, we have 954 who's a fanboy who shouldn't be even listening to our show, but he calls in because he, you know, he's a fan. I don't know. We tell him why he listens. He listens to somebody else, and then he comes over here because he know the good shit's over here. Listen, this is what I always say, young man, and this is why I try to tell him. Anything that you do for somebody, okay? Because if you listen to him, he said, I used to be this size, right? I used to be 100 pounds. Then after I worked up and got my finances together, okay, the women started coming, right? Okay? But what they don't understand is that money is not a substitute for your bad personality. Money is not a substitute for you being born in bed, not knowing how to talk to women. And I'm not saying, 260, that you can't attract a pretty woman.
Yeah.
Money, listen, money, power, and fame are going to attract, listen, a certain group of women, okay? And those are the women I don't want any of the guys that listen to me to get. You want to know why? Because they are only there for your resources, not who you are. And even if you got, listen, let's separate the chiseled body from the guy that has finances, because it's kind of two different things. See, you could be eye candy to a woman with a chiseled body. Don't get me wrong. When a woman, some women love guys with muscles. I'm not going to lie. That's a truth, okay? But when that muscle-bound motherfucker gets her in the bedroom, that's where everything falls apart. When he starts to text her, everything falls apart. When he takes her out on a date, she likes being with him, but she's not into him. She's into his body, okay?
Yeah.
Meaning, I'm not saying she ain't going to fuck that guy. Maybe she will. But he ain't the only one she – let me tell you something, dog. I don't have muscles. I'm 5'7", okay? Do you know how many women I have fucked who have had – not guys, men who had money. That's one thing when I was doing the gigolo thing. But who have had guys that were strippers or guys that were kind of like athletes and stuff. Do you know how many motherfuckers we have – not me, but me and my boy, the motherfuckers we roll with? How many we have smashed? The reason why is because if they're using you for a resource, they don't have respect for you as a man. Period. That's the honest truth. They want you for what you're flaunting. So if you're dangling, you know, I'm dangling my muscles, which you have every right to do, 260. No, I'm just saying. That's the only thing that... Right, that's the only thing that's going to attract her. Now, again, he's using 300, 500-pound man. Come on, let's have some common sense here. Let's have some common sense here. You're 500 pounds. You're laying in somebody's bed, and you're on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, I mean, there's a certain baseline standard that, you know, chick's going to expect. You can't use a motherfucker that, like, completely went to shit as an example. That's fucking ridiculous.
Well, that's what, Yeah, but that, but the sad thing about it is that he gave it all away. If y'all listen, what did he say? I used to be 100 pounds, but then when I got bigger and I got my finances together, I started getting all the pretty women. I started getting all
the. He probably just got to like a normal level that, you know, a general guy can get.
Because
he went to a fucking regular body size or whatever, you know.
Right.
I don't know, man,
real quick. I'm not
saying... I just wanted to say that, man. I'll be listening, bro.
Okay, thank you.
I gotta go.
I'm gonna keep... Much love for you. Thank you, dog. I'll put you in. Thank you,
brother.
Big dog. Much respect. All right, but no, I'm just saying to y'all guys is this. Y'all call in, press one, I'll bring you in. We're saying to you guys is this. Is that if you... It's one thing to work on your body. We want... If you feel like you want to go to the gym... Go to the gym. If you just want to have an athletic build, build it. If you don't, don't. Now, we always preach safe sex. We always preach you guys be healthy. And we always tell you when you get 30 or 40, you can't eat like you're 20. We tell you that from time to time. Common sense. But what we're trying to tell you, if you're using your body or your money to pull women in, and you think that is confidence, you're having a false confidence. Now, with that being said, if you are working out for you, if you're building your money for you, and women come, they come. But that is not going to build your confidence. Your confidence is going to be attached to your body and your finances. It's not going to be you're attaching your confidence to the wrong thing because there's false confidence. Women are going to come at you, but you know what? As soon as that fucking fairy tale wears off and she realizes you don't have standards, you don't have any principles, you ain't standing for shit, and you can't check a fucker at the door, she ain't going to respect you as a man. That's the bottom line. 515-605-9373 is the number. Press 1. Holla at your boy. Let's chop it up. Now, again, I'm not mad at him. I just need you guys. See, some people come in and like, well, Steve, I used to be this, and now, with self-improvement. If you don't see how can you see what self-improvement is? You're not even my motherfucking student. And Lucario surely teaches self-improvement. But again, your self-improvement is in you. It's not what you do. It's not what you build. Build for yourself. Let me get to the next email. And if y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number. Press 1. Holler at your boy. Yes. Holler at your boy. Don't forget tonight, guys, 7 o'clock p.m. East. We're going to be talking about tonight. I feel like we're going to talk about this. Tonight, we're going to be talking about finances, especially with women. Should you pay your woman's bills? Boy, I can't wait for that shit. We're going to be talking about that tonight and taking your calls tonight. So let me see here. Let me read this email. What the shit? Okay. So I've been texting this girl. And what he's he's been texting this girl, and last night she texted him, "Come hang with me," in big letters. And I guess that's screaming when they type it big in caps. I guess I don't know how that works. Caps is big. Someone would tell me to stop yelling sometimes. So she typed, "Come hang out with me." He replied, "Okay. What are you doing this weekend?" She never replied, and I don't know what to do. It seems like she wants to hang out with her, but I'm broke until the weekend. She lives 20 minutes away from me. What should I do, and how should I recover? Come on, man. All right. I know I sound like a broken record, but I need to explain this to you guys. It is very important if you guys are really serious and meeting women, you've got to be prepared. Now, number one, for my members, we do have, we posted, I think, last month or the month after that, the your midnight kit, how you should have that shit set up in your car. So when you go over a chick's house that lives this far away, you'll be able to stay over there and smash and shit, okay? Now, here's the problem, okay? She said, come hang out with me. Okay, here is the problem and the reply that he said. Now, I'm fine with him saying, okay, I'll give him that. But where he went wrong, and a lot of guys, you go wrong because no one teaches you this kind of stuff, is that he then asked her, what are you doing this weekend? And she's asking, remember, I stressed this to you, and we're going to be talk more about this in the next group of products that are coming out for the second level. But, and I'm just using these, I'm using these three things. I'm not even using the whole list of things. There are three things that each and every one of you must do, regardless if you have finances or you're poor. If you have a muscle-bound body or you don't. If you stay in an apartment or a house. There are three major things that you must do in every step of the way while you are engaging a woman, okay? The three things I keep telling you, and I will continue to tell you this, because we can always see when you don't. Communicating with transparency, sending clear messages, and making sure that shit is impactful. If you cannot do that in your approach, which we show you how to do, if you can't do that when you're texting her, which we show you how to do, can't do that when you're on the phone with her, which we show you how to do, voice messages, which we show you how to do, videos, which we show you how to do, your dating profile, which we're going to show you how to do. I think that's going to be in August. We're going to release the next new stuff. We're going to work on your dating profile as well. We're showing you how to do these three minimum things. At minimum, if you cannot speak, that means when we say transparency, that means what you see is what you get. I'm not going to lie, fake, or front. I'm not going to say I live in this big-ass mansion when I live in a little fucking shack. What you see is what you get, and this is who I am. Transparency. Sending a clear message. You got to let her know what is and not what could be. That's how we tell you in the beginning. Always let them know why you have stopped them. Always let them know why you are approaching them. Let them know what your intentions are. And that ties in with the clear message. If you can't do that, and it goes back to this email right here, where is the clear message at? You're saying okay, but then you go with, what are you doing this? Who gives a fuck what she's doing this weekend? Why would you even ask her that question? I'm telling you guys, that's one thing, because this thing is broken up in so many pieces. I'm just trying to get you to connect these dots. The next thing that you have to understand, and I promise you this, she has met every one of us before. All of us. That's one thing we all have in common. Every woman that you meet, that you run into, has met you before. And is what you do in that first few minutes that's either going to make you or break you. Sometimes, yeah, I say maybe 5% chance it may change on. But when she meets you, she already has a perception in her mind based off of your behavior. I'm not saying me. I'm saying based off of your behavior. And if we look at your behavior, let's break that down. How you feel about yourself, the stories you tell yourself, what you want to do with yourself. Those things come out like a beacon of light when you walk up to a woman. You don't have to walk up. You're texting, your profile. They will see it. That's why y'all think women are stupid. They may be a little fucking naive, but they're not stupid. Meaning, she has run into you before. Meaning that whatever you say and how you say it, she has seen and met a guy like that before. Using the pickup lines, want to lie, she's seen that guy before. What I'm saying to you guys and this guy right here is that you have to be careful. These women have options. And I'm not saying as a man you don't have options. But what I'm saying is they will always have more options because they can just say, hey, you come here, let's fuck. And, you know, these thirsty-ass motherfuckers are down. They have more options than us. But that doesn't mean we ain't running shit. What I'm saying to you is that you've got to be able to impact them. You've got to be able to send clear messages, and you've got to be transparent. Transparent meaning no lying, no manipulating, no deceiving. What you are is what you are. If you don't have a car, don't be ashamed of that shit. If you're living with your mom, don't be ashamed of that shit. Now, if you're living with your mom because you're too lazy to get up off your ass, be ashamed. But if you're helping your mom out with bills or your mom's too old to live on her own and you're doing a good thing, don't be ashamed of that. That's what we're trying to tell you. We want each and every one of you guys to really have the mindset of being able to talk to these women, whether you are fat or chiseled, whether you have money or you don't. But don't ever make that shit about these motherfucking women. 515-605-9373 is the number. 515-605-9373 is the number. Don't forget, guys, in the chat room, I'm going to go to y'all chat room and see if y'all got any questions. But don't forget, 7 o'clock, we're going to be chopping it up and see if Greg and the fellas going to come in. But, man, damn, man. Oh, boy. Y'all in trouble, man. Let me see here. Let's see here. Yeah, if y'all got a question, call in. Let's see here. Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah, we're going to wrap this up pretty quick. Let me see. So, damn. But, hey, guys, we talked about some stuff y'all could be doing today to make some money, man. I hope y'all were able to go listen to this. If y'all miss it, please go back and make sure y'all check that out, because we want to show y'all can make money. That's something that's very important to us, is that y'all make money and stuff like that. But let me go to the chat room real quick. Listen to the chat room dogs real quick. My dogs out there. If y'all have any questions, y'all can hit me up real quick. I'd love to talk to y'all. But let me see here. She invited me to cook out today and make sexual attention. Oh, Caesar, what you doing, man? Caesar, wait a second. She invited me to a cookout. I missed the sexual attention, but since shit. I don't know. If y'all got a question, call and press 1. Oh, my gosh. Let me see here. Real quick, as I probably got to run real quick. Unavailable. Did you have a question, Big Dog?
I'm just listening, sir.
Okay, no problem. We'll put you in. This is why I just say to you guys, please, make sure y'all check out tonight's show, ask questions, but this is why we say to do these things, to learn the little things. I'm proud of you guys if y'all are working up. Hey, what's up, Lorenzo? Wait, let me say hi to my chat room dogs. What's up, chat room? Say hi to me. I say hi back. Got Juice, Ronnie Ron, Caesar, All Rights Reserved, Lorenzo, Whiskey to Dawn, Logic. Who else? Black Mask, what's up? Who else on this motherfucker? Say what's up, Will. What's up, Will? Jim, how you doing, Jim? What's going on, Big Jim? Eli Empire, Freelance Ronin. What's up, man? How y'all doing, man? I sent her a text saying I like to pull chocolate and syrup all over her chest. God damn it, Caesar. Who you talking to like that? What's up, evil genius? No who. How you doing, man? What's up, Mr. Park? How you doing, man? I already said hi to you, Got Juice. What's up with you, man? Yo, what's up? Hey, P. Beverly, what's up? What's up, man? Ronnie, Ron, what's up with you, fam? Reed Freelance, got already said hi to you too, motherfucker. Say hi to me, I say hi back. If you got a question, let me know, man. I got a few minutes. What's up, Joa? How you doing? Willie D, how you doing, Big W? Willie, what's up, man? 7 o'clock tonight, man. I just want to holler. Any of y'all got a question, let me know. I'll answer a quick one, and I'll be happy to. Shit, I didn't even know I got that shit. So that's something coming up. But yeah, holler at me. Any questions real quick I can answer, I'll be happy to. But, guys, make sure y'all check out the beginning of this show if y'all missed it. I talk about 5 things where y'all can get y'all side hustle going, man. A lot of good information. I was Uber, Lyft. The HEB down if you're down south, the Amazon Flex and the Instacart, those are hot shit, man. Those are hot. I'm telling y'all, to make some sidebar money, man. Easy money, dog. Easy sidebar money, guys. Easy. Let me see. Anyone got any questions in the chat room? Holler at me real quick. I'd be happy to holler back, but I gotta run in a second. So I'd like to, if y'all got anything in the chat room real quick, I'd be happy to answer the question. Damn, I didn't know I got a shit. No, thank you, Willie. Much love to you. Let me see. Caesar, you doing? Yeah, what are you talking about pouring chocolate over her body, dog? I mean, what? Come on, Caesar, what you doing? Hey, Ronnie, Ron, I miss what he was talking about because I was doing the emails. But what is he talking about? Hey, Ronnie, Ron, that Instacart is hot as fuck, ain't it, dog? Dog. Hey, man, my boy just put me on that Instacart. The weather in Texas is hot as fuck, Lorenzo. It's hot as fuck. Mr. LaCaro was sick today, man. He didn't come in. He was sick, man. What about making money from home? Yeah, well, shot 5. We talked about earlier today. I gave y'all 5 things that y'all can do to make money. 111, did you have a question, sir? Okay, we'll put you back in and maybe ask you another 5 minutes. Wait, I don't know. I'll ask you again. I don't know if it cut out. I'm sure it's working. Shit, is it working? Yeah. Let me see. Hold on. 267, can you hear me? You can hear me, 267, can't you?
Yeah, I'm just listening, man.
Okay. Okay, thank you, bro. All right, yeah. One just got quiet. Okay. Hey, Ronnie Ron, I heard that you got to get like 90 and you get this thing called the early bird special. And the early bird gets you nothing but solid hours. Man, my boy's saying he is making nothing but bank off that shit, dog. He's making nothing but bank off that, man. So I'm telling y'all guys, yeah, I heard about that. I haven't really tried it, but I'm telling y'all the Uber Flex. And I heard that Instacart is hot, man. I heard that shit is hot, really hot. Should I Caesar, what the fuck are you texting her? What do you mean, what are you texting her? Hold on, man. Let me answer this. Fuck, man. Yeah. What's up, DC? Real quick, what you got, man? What's your question, man? What's up?
Nah, one more question, bro, before I say it. How come you don't show your wife, bro? This is a cool question. Why you don't show your wife?
Because, motherfucker, what does my wife got to do with what I'm teaching you?
My mind, you a dating coach.
Get your fucking ass off my show, bitch. Fuck you give a fuck about. That's what I'm talking about, dumb bitch. Let me see. Yes, you can. Yeah, I know you can. Dog, I know you can, man. I know you can. Let's see here. What else? Any other questions y'all got? Yeah, I know that. Hey, Ronnie, hey, man, there's a paper be made. And that shit, let me see. Yeah, I got about, let me see. I only got another 8 minutes and shit. Let's see here. Hey, freelance. Hey, let me tell you something, freelance. Let me tell you something. A lot of motherfuckers just don't understand how shit run, man. They just don't understand how shit run. They don't want to hear the truth, man. Victor, give us tips about on going about alone. Victor, I don't understand what the question is. Yeah, I, again, let's be nice to everybody. We ain't talking about the other motherfuckers. Calling you about your business, Eve. Well, here's the thing. You got to understand something. My private life is my private life, and what I teach is what I teach, so I kind of separate the two, man. You know one thing about the internet. The internet is very cruel and shit, and I leave all my personal shit personal. So I don't do that kind of shit. So let's see here. You set the first date. Caesar, what are you doing? I don't understand. Wait, about ourselves. Wait a second. Hold on. 717. Hold on a second. 717. Are you in a place where you can talk now?
Yes, now I am.
Right, what's the question you got?
All right, so she hit me up to go to a cookout earlier. That was the first date. I went there. Her family was there. I forgot to create sexual tension, but it went out smooth. So when I got back home, I hit her up and said, Wednesday at 6, we'll be going out. And she said, okay. So when I got her to confirm that, then I told her, you don't like sweets, but I told her I would love. I said, the only way, I don't eat sweets either. I said, I would if I use your body as the plate. And she laughed and said, right, though. Then I said,
okay.
I'd pour chocolate syrup from your chest to your navel to the layer of chocolate and peanut butter ice cream. She didn't really respond. So I hit her up Monday morning, and I was like, I'm having flashbacks to you in those jeans, and it's Monday motivation. She hit me up like I remember y'all said not to text them a lot. I hit her up 6 hours. She hit me up like 5 hours later, and she said, "LOL, haha, thanks."
All right, here's the problem. Here's the problem, big dog. Here's the problem. And real quick, Lorenzo, I have my hair for 2 weeks, but I cut it, man. I can't deal with that shit. All right, here's the problem, fam. Think about this. Check this out. The problem with what you're doing is you're not really okay. It's one thing to talk to her and flirt with her, but you're not creating sexual tension with her by what you're saying. The sexual tension goes back to what I've been saying before. The sexual tension comes in at when you have the conversations with her that show her why she should invest her pussy into you. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, somewhat.
All right, do you have the conversation class?
No, I have not yet.
Okay. Because in a situation like that, I will use maybe 2 ethicals, 1 reliable, and maybe 4 accessibles day 1. Day 2, I use 2 reliables, 4, or maybe 1 accessible, and 3 reliables. I'm always going to constantly change it up, but through the conversation that we're having, I'm going to create the sexual tension off of the tennis match that we're going to have back and forth, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, so I already set, before I sent her that text that I told you, I already set the date for 6 p.m. Wednesday, and when I said the motivation thing, it was Monday. Tuesday, I haven't received a text from her. Is that a bad thing?
Yeah, well, okay. Here's this is what y'all understand. You should be talking and texting with her more than 1 time a day. That's bad. When a woman is really, really, really into you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When she's really into you, what she's going to do is she's going to not only text you, but she'll be the first one to text you. When you pop on Facebook, she'll be the first one to see you online because she's waiting for you to get online. So the problem is, this. Okay, you went to the cookout, right? Right?
Yeah.
What happened when you was at the
Correct.
Cookout? What happened when you were at?
She showed me around. I met her family. They asked who I was and stuff, and we kind of hung out. She was chasing her kid around the most of the time, so
So you was messing with a single mom, huh?
Yeah, she got 2 kids.
Oh man, she's got 2 kids. Okay, all right. I'm not. Hey, if you like it, you like it. I'm not here to knock on
she's
a single
bad.
Mom, but I'm. Well, bad. Maybe making bad choice. Was she married with those kids, or are these 2 kids, 2 different dads, or what's the scenario with the kids?
I would say the father's just not around.
Okay, how do the kids act?
The youngest one was running around. The other one was 4, so he just was doing his own thing.
Okay, so and she's not in touch with you at all?
Well, the only reason I get a response is if I kind of hit her up. I'm not really hearing too much from her. I did see she was online. You know what I mean?
Well,
she wasn't.
But the problem is that you're not talking about anything. What are you, other than pouring coffee or ice cream or chocolate on her body or whatever that you said, what are you talking about? What is the conversation?
I didn't really hit her up because I thought I set the date already, so I wasn't really hitting her back and forth like that.
Yeah, but remember we told you you got to lead this, right?
Right. So am I too late? Should I charge it to the game?
Well, I won't necessarily say charge it to the game. You got to clean this shit. Okay, how long have you known her for?
I just knew her for about 3 or 4 days.
All right, so you met her 3 or 4 days, and you got to go to a cookout in 3 or 4 days at when you met her?
Well, I was using y'all technique, and I was talking to her up front, and I kind of was just literally telling her what times I was going to show up places when she kind of put things out there.
Wait, she put it on Facebook, and then you would message her that you were going to show up at the places that she put on Facebook?
No, I gave her number. She texted me, and we were supposed to go out for ice cream, but she said she's having a cookout, and she was like, it may be 3:30 to 4-ish. I'll let you know. And I told her, I'll be down in Carlisle around like 3:30, and we'll go. And she said, okie dokie, LOL.
And then that's when I went down there and met up with her and met her family and stuff. And then I went through that session.
All right, but
I'm
asking you, when you spent time with her, what did y'all talk about? What did y'all do when y'all were spending time with each other?
She was running around chasing the kids so much, and she was interacting so much with her family, we never got a chance to, like, get away and kind of talk.
What about the ice cream, though? I thought y'all were going for ice cream.
No, we were, but that's what I'm saying. Oh, when I was about to leave, she asked me, was I staying in Carlisle? I said, only if you're here. And she kind of, like, laughed, and then she was like, yeah, I'm about to head back to my house. And I was like, well, she was like, I got to put them to sleep. She said, I want to take a nap. And I was like, okay, well,
But she knew you was in car. She knew you came to see her, and then she told you, y'all were supposed to go out. Am I correct?
We were, but she was going home night because she had to.
No, I'm asking, was y'all supposed to, the cookout was on Sunday. Let's just say, was it on Sunday?
Yeah, right, correct.
When did you supposed to do the ice cream thing? When were you supposed to go out with her? Sunday?
This Wednesday. This Wednesday at 6:00.
So y'all going out this Wednesday? So
Right,
is she going out to meet up with you on Wednesday?
That she already confirmed. She said that's cool. And then I made it.
So what's the problem though?
I'm just trying to figure out, should I be texting her today? Because it's the day before. Yesterday I sent her that stuff and she responded, LOL, haha, thanks. Today, I'm almost done with the work day. Should I be texting her?
What are you going to text her? What are you going to say to her?
Well, the first thing I was about to say, I don't really want to talk about her day, so I was thinking of something I can say to her like this. I hope you had a great day at work. You're probably tired and things, but you know I'm really good.
No.
Okay.
Okay, listen to me. Let me tell you what your problem is. Your problem is that you are in her eyes, not mine, in her eyes. Got to preface this. You're a boring texter. You're boring to her. There's nothing special about you to make her want to reach out to you because she knows if she talks to you, it's going to be boring conversation. Now, Whiskey, he can do that. No. I don't mind him saying the what's up sexy, Whiskey, but here's the problem. It's okay to say what's up sexy, but if you have no conversation to go with the what's up sexy or to have dialogue with her, the what's up sexy is just going to just come and go, man. But the problem is today is Tuesday. You only said one thing to her once a day so far, right?
Sunday and since Sunday, this would be like the first day I wouldn't. So Monday was the first day I said one thing.
All right, well, let me tell you something about are always looking at their telephone and always texting, right? You do.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
That's why I was trying to figure out. But
what is that telling you? If you know, of course she's texting someone else because remember, you got to do the comparison. What do you have to offer her? What is it about you to make her want to call you? What is it?
I have to create that, I guess. I'm not sure.
But you haven't created it, and you're not going to create it. And because of that, she doesn't want to really have anything to do with you. Now, hopefully the ice cream thing works out on Wednesday, but let me ask you that question. What are you going to talk about on Wednesday?
Well, when I get there, my goal was to talk to her about just several things that about her life. Like I was going to mention where, because she asked me, was I ready to move? I was going to ask her which city she wanted to go to if she moved. And while she's pursuing her real estate career, I was going to use a theme about playing house, but I was going to try and make it sexual.
two questions. Number one, do you really give a fuck about those questions you asked?
No, I know I don't. I'm just trying to, I'm working my way through it.
No, that's your problem. Young man, that's the problem, young man. That's the problem. Not only have the last few days been boring, but you're reinforcing it with boring-ass questions. Why, you're talking about really, okay, the sexual tension, remember, works, and it triggers due to three things that I've talked about before. What are those three things that I say you must be able to do?
You got to get her to think about you, contact you first. And
no, what are the three things? Communicate with what?
Her brain and not her pussy first?
No, man. Communicate with transparency.
Oh, okay.
Sending clear messages. Speaking okay. In an impactful way. Do you feel like you speak to her in an impactful way?
I feel like every time I speak, it's of importance.
No, but is it impactful? Is it impactful to wow her enough to want to text you when you're not doing anything at all?
No.
Right? Are the clear messages you're sending enough to impact her to want to text you?
No, I mean she hasn't.
Right. And I'm not done. When you text her, are you doing it with transparency?
Just gotta let her know that I'm definitely trying to smash, and what I'm saying, right?
Okay, sir. She knows you're trying to smash because that's the only reason you're talking. She knew that from the beginning. Okay, but. What they do is they sit back and your behaviors tell her the story she needs to know. So your story, your texting is not helping you because it's not creating any clear messages. It's not impacting her and it's not communicating with you. It's not. And that's the bare minimum, man. Because in her mind, she's got a choice and an option. What do I want to do? Right? And if she's got that choice and option, if she's got a choice between you and Whiskey to Don, so to speak, just throw Whiskey name out there, what do you think she's going to want to be with? She's going to want to be with the guy that does it better. Who does it better? Who communicates better as transparency? Who sends better clear messages? Who speaks in an impactful way that's better? Who does that?
I got you.
And if you're not doing it, she's texting somebody else who does. That's what I'm saying, young man. You've got to learn you, and you got to learn how to talk to these women. I like what you did. I'm not saying I don't like what you did, but you didn't reinforce that. You didn't reinforce it with great cut. You can talk as much smooth shit as you want with a woman, but if you can't have regular normal conversations with him without sounding like an interview, you lose. Because interviews are not impactful. What do you do for a living? When was your last boyfriend? What do you think about this? When was your last job? What do you like about you? When you do that, it doesn't work. 717. I know you got upset. I didn't mean for you to run, but that's how it is. 267, last question, man, before I go. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Steve? I have two questions. The first one, I don't know if you're going to be able to answer, but I'll just give it a shot. Okay, so I'm out of Philly. I have your products, by the way. I have Conversations 1-2. I have texting.
Yes.
I have Alpha Code. And
okay.
I have Kissing 101. Right. The thing about it is, like, I have all great products, but, like, ever since high school, everybody's been telling me to just stop giving a fuck. But the thing about it is, if I'm going after something, how do I not give a fuck about what I'm going after? Do you know what I mean?
No. I want you. Okay, real quick. I want you to give a fuck, but I don't want you to give a fuck about the end result, young man. You see what I'm saying? I want you to give a fuck about what you want, because you want what you want. But you've got to not give a fuck about the result. Because if you give a fuck about the result, right? What happens is, if it's a negative one, you're going to carry that and use that as a catalyst or an excuse not to do or move on to the next person. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So,
okay.
I hope I was able to answer that question.
Yeah,
what's
it's
your next
like,
one?
The next one is, as far as the sex store, you had fucking 101 back, and then you had something else with fucking 101. Is there one where she's positioned on her, kind of like the, all right, fucking 101 back is just strictly doggy style, right?
No, just on her back.
So she's on her back and you're on top, right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Is there a product to where all the positions are in one, or do you have to buy them separately? I guess
they're all separately. They're all separately. They're all separately, because I try to give you as much time as possible on every one of all the things you can do. There's just so many things you can do per position.
Okay, so that's why you break it up into the. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I got you.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right, and I guess my last one is like, I guess it's I've been with about like 20 or so women in my life.
Yes,
but
sir.
But it's like, usually when I get with them, I'm not even really fully conscious of what exactly I'm – meaning I'm kind of just doing it without me knowing what I'm doing. So is that what I'm doing just naturally, would you say?
Well yeah, but you got to know – okay, that's why we always talk about self-focus. Even if you're doing it – what I'm saying is, even if you get in your car and you drive your car – without you realizing you're driving and you're just on autopilot, right? You still need to be aware of what you're doing in case something happens where you can go back and look on that. Does that make any sense? What I'm saying is, if you're going to talk to a woman and you're aware of her and you're talking to her, that's what we always tell you. If things go right and wrong, this is where you come back and do self-focus. But look, this is what I'm going to do. You one of my clients. You know I got to take care of you. What I'm going to do is I got to get my car, and I'll call you and talk to you more one-on-one, because I got to get ready to get out of here. But is that okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I can break that down and help you out a little more. But, 7 o'clock, guys. Hold on, I got to write your number down, dog. Shit, hold on, write your number down. This is the number I call, right?
Yep.
Okay, all right. I got you, dog. You client. Yeah, I got you, man. I got you. So I'll call you in a second when I go, but I got to get ready to get out of here. But what I'm saying to all you guys, listen, come on in at 7 o'clock tonight East. We're going to be talking about, should you spend money or pay her bills? Very important shit that we're going to be talking about, because a lot of you guys are doing some fucked up shit that you shouldn't be doing. All right? So... let me do that and keep it moving. All right, well, 227, I'll get back to you in a second, man. Okay, big dog?
All right, I got you.
All right, no doubt, man. I'll put you back in because I got to get ready to run. But anyway, guys, y'all want to holler at me, send me a message at themanmindset@gmail.com. Other than that, we got a show tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure y'all show up and show out. And we will definitely go from there. Okay, guys, I got to run. I'm the Dean. And don't forget, guys, man, look, we are here for you guys. We want the best for you guys. Okay. Thank you, chat room. Much love to you guys. And like I say, holler at me. We're going to do this shit, kick this shit off in another, fuck, it's almost 2 o'clock. Shit, another few hours. So we'll be back on this bitch. All right. I'm the motherfucking Dean, man. I will holler at you motherfuckers later. Peace.